First of all, it's our privilege and our necessity to try to realize what was in the soul of the composer and to make that alive again. This is very difficult. One must realize that our system of notation is extremely limited. It's primitive beyond all possibility. We write black marks on white paper, and we write that it's G natural, or G sharp, or G flat. The mere facts of frequency. But music is a communication much more subtle than mere facts. So the best a composer can do when within him he hears a great melody, we'll say, is to put it on paper. We call it music, but that's not music, that's only paper. It's black marks on paper. Some believe that one should merely mechanically reproduce the marks on the paper, but I don't believe in that. One must go much farther than that. We must defend the composer against the mechanical conception of life, which is becoming more and more strong today. So that I think there are two kinds of artists, those who have a system which they apply to every kind of art, and those who have no system but create a different kind of system for each kind of art.